Are you a people pleaser? Disclaimer, the information in this article is meant for entertainment purposes only and is in no way meant as a replacement for professional medical or psychological support. Please seek the appropriate advice from a healthcare professional should you feel it necessary. In my last article, I said that I'd discuss my top tips for managing stress and overthinking. However, as I sat down to write, I realised that I've already done it. So if you're waiting for that information, you can read it by clicking the link below. As I no longer need to spend time on that topic, I thought I'd write about a common subject that often comes up both in my coaching and in workshops, and that's people pleasing. Full disclosure here, I am a recovering people pleaser, so this topic is another that's very close to my heart. How people pleasing manifests. People pleasing often looks like trying to make others happy at the detriment of oneself, trouble setting boundaries, inability to stand up for oneself, constantly putting others' needs first, deferring to others, inability to say no, feeling exhausted and unappreciated, thinking that no matter what you do for others, it's never enough or good enough. For many people, this behaviour is their default. For others, it can occur only in conflict or potential conflict or high stress situations. How are you programmed? It's probably important to point out here that we learn our thoughts, behaviours and reactions predominantly up to the age of 7. At that age, brain functioning changes significantly and we can get stuck in the same way of thinking and behaving for the rest of our lives. So if you see someone acting childishly and you think to yourself, how old are they? 6? That may well be the emotional age at which their behaviour stuck. Of course, we can change behaviours in adulthood. However, we have to do it consciously. How people pleasing begins. People pleasing often starts with parent pleasing. Typically, as children, we learn how to think, behave, and react in two different ways. Number one, by copying a parent or primary caregiver. We are programmed by watching and copying what we see our parents and primary caregivers say and do. They are our role models for what is right and wrong. When we're young, we don't have any other references. Therefore, if you have a parent who people pleases and you strongly identify with them, there's a significant chance that you too will adopt those same behaviours. Number two, by trial and error. By trial and error, I mean trying a particular behaviour and either liking or disliking the response. If we get a favourable return on something we say or do, we'll likely repeat it. However, if we don't, we may try it a couple more times, but ultimately we'll abandon it. People pleasing equals fawning. Last week, I wrote about the fight, flight, freeze response. If you missed it, you can click the link below. In the article, I mentioned that fawning is a little discussed reaction that many of us have towards stressful conflict situations instead of or in addition to the more common running, fighting or freezing. As I've mentioned in many of my articles, our subconscious mind is always scanning our environments for real or perceived threats. Unfortunately, our brains can't tell the difference between the two. To children, unconsciously perceived threats can look like parents who are emotionally unavailable, typically because they are sad, depressed, anxious, overwhelmed, preoccupied, stressed, or they might be distracted, overly demanding, aggressive, angry, overbearing, controlling, or might practice helicopter parenting. As children, we are 100% dependent on our parents for all of our physical and emotional needs. Therefore, maintaining good relationships with them is crucial to our survival. To this end, a child may develop parent-pleasing behaviours as an adaptive way to meet their unmet needs. Example, a child who has emotionally unavailable parents may subconsciously think, if I'm a good boy or girl, I will get praise, validation, love, attention. The people important to me will like me. I'll avoid being physically or emotionally hurt. I'll avoid someone I love being physically or emotionally hurt. I will get my emotional and physical needs met. However, what is a brilliant adaptive tool in childhood often becomes maladaptive in adulthood. In my next post, I'll discuss more on how people-pleasing affects us in adulthood, plus some of my most effective tools for managing and overcoming it. In the meantime, if this resonates with you and you would like some help, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a free 15-minute consultation on how I can help you.